Alrighty, well, I want to welcome everybody to another truly wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This will actually be our last call for 2009 because of the way the calendar hits with Christmas and all. So just want to welcome everybody aboard and remind you that this is a live call, obviously. I mean, it could be any other way to make a call. But at the end, if there's time, we will open up the line for a little Q&A. And if you've got paper and pen or pencil or chalkboard or whatever, some type of writing utensils and something to write on, you want to maybe pull that a little bit closer because I do believe our guest today, Mr. Sean McGowan, is going to share some tips that are really, really going to come in handy. Over the years of being not only a wellness consultant, but also just, I guess, the son of a very nutritionally minded mom who discovered that we become what we eat. And she did this back in the mid-70s when our family doctor told her specifically that if you continue at the rate you're going, you're going to have some serious problems with diabetes, with, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And nobody ever believes to this day that she actually weighed 50 pounds more than she did, and people don't believe that I used to weigh 40 pounds more than I do. But there's certain things you can do, and I know that Sean is going to share with us, based on his experience and utilizing what Niken has given us in our nutritional products, just things that we can do to not only give our body a boost up, but literally start ourselves a clean slate, so to speak. And I'm hoping I'm using proper terminology, Sean, here.
Sure.
Because it really is doing what you're going to share with us about regarding a cleanse. It literally is, for lack of a better term, a disruption in our normal cycles. However, it puts our body in a position to better receive the nutritionals we've got. And those of us who were with us and got to hear Sean a few weeks ago, Sean McGowan, is a wellness consultant with Niken and has been for, oh goodness, what, we're going on, what, 13 years or so, off and on with a little disruption there in the middle. But
right.
Since you've been back, I can tell you that the person that I met, you know, 10, 12 years ago, whatever, compared to the person you are today, is a totally different individual. And I know what you're going to share with us is a big part of that. So, Sean, if you don't mind, just for the sake of those who weren't on the call or those listening via a CD or via the web, can share a little bit of the background of what, how you came up with this program, and then we'll, you know, just jump on in.
Okay, great. First of all, good morning, everyone, and I'm excited to be on this call. A little nervous, I must say. I'm much better in person, and I love being face to face with people. So this whole concept of doing a conference call is new to me. But nonetheless, I'm going to give it my best. And just to kind of recap where we left off, Vance, per your request, and to let everyone else know, I got started in cleansing back in 1999, and detoxifying the body, and actually it was through a doctor whom I had met, and at that time I had just gone through a lot of depression in my life, which started from a very, very young age, and I was actually even seeing a psychologist very young, and for those of you, you probably know that depression in the medical terms could be antiquated as anger turned inward. I grew up a very introverted person. I was the bullied kid, per se, and I didn't know then what I know now, that to become a bully, you pretty much, you know, maybe came from being bullied yourself. But I lacked a whole lot of ability when I was a kid, and the ability I'm talking about was the confidence or the courage or faith or trust that if I told someone something, it'd be done different. So I was basically like showing up to get beat up. I became this volunteer victim because, you know, we know the difference between right and wrong. Inherently, I think it's in us, but I just lacked that ability. I lacked that trust or confidence. I was embarrassed to tell my not small in stature. For those of you who met me, I'm 6'5" and a half. I weigh about 225. I'm, you know, pretty strong individual, and I've always been pretty big. You know, bigger than my pupils, but I always felt very small inside, and so it's just you know, and when you're shy and introverted, you know, kids can be mean, that kind of thing. So it's you know, a lot of these things. I'm not unique in this situation. I know these things happen to a lot of us. And I guess I, you know, I kind of took off where people left off, and I entered into a lot of self-destructive, self-defeating habits. As we all know that we can, you know, become what we resent. I don't know if any of you ever grew up saying, I don't want to be like my dad like that, and I don't want to be like my mom like that. We grew up to be just like our dad like that and just like our mom like that, because resentment is the number one offender, I believe, and resented fear basically can perpetuate and have a lot of us procreate maybe the things that we see in others that we don't like.
When we become fixated on that, it's exactly what we become. And that's what, you know, one of the greatest things we learn in humans being more is that, hey, let's change the perception or even change the vocabulary rather than something as simple as, you know, I want to be, 5 years from now, I want to be debt-free. Changing that, making the tweak to 5 years from now, I want to be financially secure.
Or even in changing it from there and talking about it in present tense and saying I'm financially secure right now, because it's a big comparison game. Who am I comparing myself to? I mean, the average person in Bangladesh makes $300 a year, so compared to that, everyone in this phone call just got overwhelmingly wealthy. I was bad at remembering names. Well, compared to who? I remember I was at a Nikon convention in Austin, Texas, and I was walking into the restroom, and I muttered under my breath, I'm terrible at remembering names, after just forgetting this gentleman's name that I just met. And the guy said, you're getting worse. Now, this came from a gentleman I didn't even know. And I looked to him. I said, excuse me? And he said, you're getting worse. And I said, why? And he goes, because you're emotionally involved with telling yourself you're bad at remembering names. And he's right. I mean, wherever you're emotionally involved in life, it's a done deal. And let me just let you guys know, you know, I grew up an athlete. I was an All-American swimmer. I went to the Olympic Trials qualifying meet in 88. I had, you know, top 20 national ranked times in swimming. And so, you know, I excelled, and that was kind of my way out. I, you know, especially as a bully kid, you know, there's not much bullying that can be permissive when your head's underwater. So I chose the perfect sport. But, you know, needless to say, my road in my life went down a very dark alley, and I started drinking a lot and using illegal substances. And I'm not going to go into detail, but let me just say that lasted about 16 years.
Wow.
And I believe that infamous lie that what I'm doing shouldn't affect anyone else. I'm just doing it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an isolator. So as Vance alluded, you know, to the point that, yeah, I was in Nikon before. I did really well in Nikon. First year and a half, I think I had like 26 silvers. I grew really, really fast. And then I had it all basically, it came under question from Nikon Corporate. A lot of people found out, and they said, look, this kid's going to kill himself. You got to cut him off. And so I lost the whole business. Actually, they wanted me to show up for a hearing just to kind of share with them what's going on, and I couldn't even show up. In fact, when the business went away, I was more or less relieved because, you know, it's a dangerous position to get in when you're making money regardless if you're working or not. And as the old saying goes, it's love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, but if you're stubborn, greedy, and selfish and use alcohol and substances, well, with more money, you're going to be more stubborn, more greedy, more selfish, and use more alcohol and substances.
Sure, and we
money's
see
not
that.
The problem, though, and if, I'm
yeah.
sorry?
No, we see that in celebrities today. The difference between a celebrity and a hero is that, you know, it can be tainted. So with that whole transition, and as you stated, 10 years ago was your first cleanse, and obviously that was as a result of deciding that, hey, this isn't working, and
well,
you know, we need a fresh start.
Yeah. At the time, I was definitely losing in life. I had lost the Nikon business. I had no income at this point. I'm basically just struggling to get by, to exist, barely exist in the world. And at the time, I was virtually homeless, per se. I convinced a gentleman, actually a doctor, to allow me to live with him, and he permitted that as long as I could get there before 10 p.m., because my parents at that time had kind of just wanted me to stay away. They really didn't know whether they were going to receive a call from the morgue or from whatever have you. So, you know, I came back to this gentleman's house. It was about midnight, so I didn't follow the rules very well. And I said, look, Doc, I have somewhere that I could go. You know, please allow me to stay here one more night. And my life literally began in a mental health care institution where I lived actually for a year and 8 months. And that was the start of a life that was a very long road of reconstruction right ahead of that, but that was the beginning. And, you know, I got to say this, and I was sharing with my friend who's on this call, who's in Meekin out of New Mexico. You guys, I'm out of Miami, Florida. I just moved down here. My life has totally turned around today. I just recently got married June 20th on Martha's Vineyard, spent 2 weeks in Hawaii swimming with wild dolphins. I mean, if you would have told me that years later my life would be, you know, I'm living on a 37th floor penthouse overlooking the whole Bay Area of downtown Miami, Florida, if you would have told me that my life would be where it's at today, I would have looked the other way for sure. My life is truly nothing but absolutely miraculous each and every day, and Vance kind of knows that. I keep a very positive attitude, and I'm just striving to grow in every area of my life, and I'm as gentle as they come, but I'm also the most hypersensitive person. You can easily offend me. However, the offenses that I may receive today, I don't live by them. I've learned to live by some principles, because we all learn by this stage in the game that feelings come and go. Feelings change. You know, we can feel one way at 1 minute and feel another way the next. So there's no use, and there's an awful setup for anyone who wants to live by their feelings. So I was taught to do some things, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I think, and regardless of what I believe, do this anyways. And I guarantee you, this gentleman said to me, came into my life, he says, I guarantee you, Sean, that you will feel, think, and believe differently. Let me say that one more time, because creatures, human beings are creatures of what? Habit, right? A habit is something without having to think. So he said, look, Sean, in order to change the way you think, in order to change the way that you're emotionally involved, you know, if you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I guarantee you, Sean, if you do some things, regardless of what you feel, regardless of what you believe, and regardless of what you think, you will feel, believe, and think differently later. But that involves a risk for a lot of us. And a risk for me is giving up something you have for something you believe to be better. And it doesn't mean you're going to have what you believe to be better right away. You know, it's kind of like playing baseball. You know, you're on first base, you're getting ready to go to second. But, you know, but we all know that you got to take both feet off first to get to second. Does that mean you're going to get to second? No. You might fall down. You might pass out. You might be called out. But however, is it worth going?
Yeah, and, if I can interject there, Sean, one of your fellow Floridians, Burke Hedges, actually wrote a book titled You Can't Steal Second with Your Foot on First.
Right.
So true.
So there is that period of letting go. That living in the dash, however you want to call it, that risk, giving up something you have for something you believe to be better. And again, it's worth doing, and even if we're doing it poorly, it's worth doing until we can do it well. So I go to this physician, and I say, look, Doc, I am struggling. I cannot stop, self-destructing here. I'm really losing my mind. And he says, look, Sean, I'm glad you've come to me. You know, we need to get you on a cleanse right now. Because there's a system that he told me this, I never forgot this. He said, Sean, there's a system in the body, the pituitary system, which is the habit-forming conditioning system of the body. Now, I really, really keenly looked into or heard what he said. The habit-forming conditioning system. I said, you mean there's a system in the body that can affect my habitual way of thinking, doing things, my habitual way of seeing things? Because, you know, life is about perceptions. And so he said, yeah. And he says, you can get to it through cleansing. So the average body, and he gave me some literature on this, but the average body has about 75,000 miles of arteries, veins, and blood vessels. And, you know, the Western medicine kind of wants to fool us and say we're dying of heart, stroke, and cancer, and diabetes, and lupus. But if we all believe in cause and effect, then we got to look at those things as the effect. The cause is actually, and there's been a lot of literature written on this too, that, you know, we're all dying because of a mineral deficiency. That if we have the live enzymes and the active, protocol that we should run through our veins and blood vessels, that we should, you know, that our bodies will be less prone to being stopped up. So basically what he's suggesting is that constipation really just, it begins, in our blood system, in our arteries, our veins, and then also our colon. I've got a page right here I'm looking at that death begins in the colon. And if you look at the bottom of your feet, you know, and you look at these charts where it shows that there's nerve endings that correspond with every major organ in your body. Well, guess what? The colon has a similar effect. There's 24 main systems that deal with every organ you can think of, including the heart, the eye, the ears, the sinus, the pituitary gland, the thymus, the nasal, thyroid, liver, gallbladder, heart, lungs, stomach, spleen, pancreas, adrenals, kidneys, testes, bladder, prostate, male and female genitals, and all these systems are located in a specific area in the colon. They call them glands. So if your liver is acting up, you can pretty much trace that all the way back to an area in the colon which would be a little bit defunct. And if you've watched Oprah Winfrey at all, especially when she had Dr. Oz on, Dr. Oz, you know, he would I think one day even brought in a rope like substance showing, look, this is what's growing in your colon. That substance, fecal matter, we call it. I hope anyone's not enjoying their breakfast right now, but this matter grows substance of rubber, so it doesn't break down very quickly, and it hardens. It hardens along the artery wall. Hardens, well, that's called cholesterol plaque, but it hardens along inside the colon. And he says that the average person would die with like a 10 to 15 pound colon. Now it's been reported that Elvis Presley had a 60 pound colon. John Wayne had a 40 pound colon. So when you talk to anybody that does autopsies, which I actually have, they told me that they will rarely ever see a colon that looks healthy unless you do regular cleanses or, unfortunately, if you're like a newborn, like an infant, okay, you die of SIDS or whatever. But basically, we're collecting things from the cradle to the grave. And this is a substance, again, which grows to a hard, like substance, and then the passageway in the colon becomes smaller and smaller, just like the passageways in our arteries, veins. Think about it. Heart disease, number one killer, they say. Okay, well, what happens? The arteries, the valves get clogged up. What is it clogged with, though? Cholesterol plaque. So, you know, we don't have enough enzymes to break up this stuff, and especially if you're looking at the reports that the government has on standing right now, being of that American soils are 87% depleted. Ever since World War II, they started using a fertilizer called NPK, niacin, potassium, phosphorus, which allowed the foods to grow super fast, missing out on a lot of the live enzymes. Well, even at my grocery store, now I'm from Iowa too. I heard the lady said she was from Iowa. And, I've talked to a few farmers, and they even agree that it's better to go buy food from, like, your farmer's market than it is to even go buy, like, say, at Whole Foods. For when you're buying this organics, quote-unquote organics, because a lot of it's self-regulated, even though, you know, we do have other regulations that people are going through, which is good. But I'm not going to get into that. But a lot of this food is grown in different parts. lot of times they have to cut prior to ripening stages to allow for shipping. Well, the last 3 days of ripening stages are where foods get most of the live enzymes. So, you know, we're missing out on a lot of the live enzymes in food. In other words, a lot of the life that food, that we really need from food. So it's pretty interesting. When you look at this colon, you look at a healthy one versus one that is not so healthy, I mean, it's amazing the difference. And so how do we clean this? Well, I can tell you that, you know, you spoke of Vance real quick, Hollywood actors, and a lot of them to lose weight or to gain weight really fast, we all know how to gain weight really fast, but to lose weight really fast, they will often go and have these colon cleanses or these enemas. And if you there's several readings out about this, but, you know, they'll have like 3 a week for like a month.
Wow.
And so if you can afford to do that, it can be kind of dangerous, because when you're doing the cleanses that way, you're also taking out a lot of the good bacteria, which is what we get from our lactoferrin or any kind of other probiotic or prebiotic. So there's good bacteria in there too, which is being stripped, so you got to be careful. You want to replace that as well. And then Dr. Oz on Oprah Winfrey, he suggests the slower method, to break it down slower. And that's what we're going to get into here, talking about cleansing, about balancing the pH, hydrating, oxygenating. And if you think of your body and you think of it down to the cell level, doesn't every cell thrive on a balanced pH, oxygenation, hydration? And in fact, I'm reading out of a little textbook right here. It says even the origin of cancer cells, a cancer that has not been starved of oxygen and has a pH balance, cannot become infected with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'll share this with you. I sat in on a lecture at University of Illinois in Chicago, where I signed up a distributor who is a cancer research doctor, and her studies included her and her colleagues formulating a drug that would manipulate the environment of a breast cancer tumor, showing how it could shrink. Well, the whole purpose of this was to negate the use of chemotherapy and radiation, so that they wouldn't have to use chemotherapy and radiation. Well, she was patented for this work. She was flown out to University of Santa Barbara Breast Cancer Institute. It's just amazing work. These are cancer tumors that would specific types that would be found for in breast cancer that she wanted to culture, and she had names for these tumors and everything. But anyway, she formulated this drug that would help them manipulate the environment. So I asked them, I sat through this lecture, and after everyone, I think there were a few deans of the college and some other researchers were in the room, and after they left, I said, look, Tuna, her name is Tuna, T-O-N-E, she's from Norway, actually. I said, Tuna, when are we going to see this in general public? And the guy presiding over the research lab, he said, Sean, I've been here for 25 years, and frankly, stuff that I've come up with that I think would change the way we see and treat disease in the hospital hasn't reached, and I don't have much hopes for it. And so it was, and I kind of knew I was going to get that answer. I mean, what else are you going to say? And isn't it interesting that even a few months later that the cover of New York Times read researchers are upset finding not reaching general public.
Sure.
Because there's a huge buffer there. Because, you know, and he told me, he said, look, where do you think a lot of this research is coming from? It's coming from pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, you know, and that's why, I mean, thank God today we have, you know, funding that's coming from, you know, philanthropists, and a lot of people are raising money. But, you know, oftentimes this gets, they call it patent busting. They just kind of make it go away, because if there isn't a strong profit motive, then sometimes this stuff gets swept under the rug.
Right. One of the greatest factors here that we're talking about here across the board is that different companies, whether it's insurance industry or the pharmaceuticals, have spent millions and billions of dollars, because if we continue the cycle that we're going, they will continue to be very independently wealthy, and there's a lot of money that gets thrown around on these things, and the almighty dollar or bottom line greed has continually propel and perpetuate this cycle to go over and over and over. And however, I truly believe, and I've always felt this way, that as wellness consultants, there is a ground swelling occurring that one by one, it's you know, like a movement, a cause, whatever you want to call it, that we can, one by one, one person at a time, start to turn the tide and say, yeah, you know, hey, that what you're putting in your body is not going to work. And I, you know, just a quick illustration here to jump in, and I don't credit it all to nutrition. I don't credit it all to Wellness Home. I know there's a balance of the five pillars, but our oldest daughter came home this week and took her state exam and for math because she missed it while we were in Florida for a week, and I think she told me, if I remember correctly, that the exceeded level was 229 points. And I said, okay, and how did you do? And she said, Daddy, I got 244. And I, you know, every time both of our daughters, who one's biological, one's adopted, so there's a totally different DNA. But I keep coming back to the fact that, you know, from a nutritional standpoint, Neekin nutritional products have all they've ever known. The J, the Ciotti, the Immunity, the Omega, this is part of the, I mean, they getting this in their body the very first thing of the day before any food even touches their lips. That is in 10 to 15 minutes prior. And I know because this is what you're going to share with us, is that I know that's what we can do here. And I want to throw this out, too, for those of you, before you get into the hardcore, you know, the daily routine, because you really can't, because you've developed a system and you've opened yourself up to mentor or to coach, that you will make your services available, and we'll give your email address so people can contact you to do that. But for the sake of time here, we need to keep busting the move. What is it that we should be looking at to set ourselves up? I mean, right now, you know, putting in an order, making sure that we have all the stuff for AutoShip. But if you can, get into those, because I think we've got enough history here, but get into the details of how do we use what Neekin's given us to do, as you said, a slower cleanse to balance the pH of the body, to get the live enzymes to work, to get the toxins out, to get our colon back to match the age of our body versus a colon that's 10, 15, 20, 30 years older than ours should be. So,
well, I'm glad you asked, Vance, because the Neekin has made it so simple. So if anyone has that, the Neekin catalog right there with them, if you look at the chart on page 43, where it shows all the green, the nice little formation that we have, it looks like a space age formation of green bulbs that represent every system in our body. And so for the gastrointestinal, you're looking at the digestive complex, the lactoferrin gold. For the cardiovascular, you're looking at the omega green plus DHA. The immune system, you're looking at immunity and liver support. The skeletal system, I mean, the liver is the largest detoxifying organ in the body. The skin is obviously the second largest detoxifying organ. Skin's the largest organ, but the largest detoxifying organ is the liver. The skeletal system, the osteodynx, that calcium plus, the joints, and then you have the nervous system, for mental clarity, which that was a huge breakthrough for me and many others. And you know, any area we're really engaged in our study, wherever we work full-time, or if you've had the benefit of making Neekin your full-time, or, you know, when you become engaged and fully, diving into whatever your area of interest is, it's interesting the people that you attract and how similar or the background is, or how similar their needs might be, because, and I say that because over the years I've coached dozens and probably hundreds of people through these cleanses, and from all over the country, and it's really interesting because I've had I think the youngest kid I ever had doing this was around 21 years old. The oldest gentleman I had was 67. And he was 67, it was like just a year and a half ago, and this gentleman was on 10 medications, five of them being psychotropic drugs. He went off of six he was able to start going off of six medications after a month. And I think within 6 months after his cleanse of 1 month cleanse, he was off of the of six medications. But as wow. many of you know, you have to be weaned off, and that's by your doctor. That's not by me or anything. It's, you know, he just kept on going back to his doctor because his medications started working better and better. Because mm-hmm. and anybody in research can tell you this, that they have to use a pH balanced water, otherwise, you know, when they're doing testing on drugs, otherwise it'll skew the results of the drugs. You know, acidic, so if the body's acidic, then the drugs, you know, have to fight that much harder to even do their job, whatever it is they're supposed to do, which is usually just trying to get blood to an area, reduce inflammation, or eliminate pain. So when the body starts to normalize, you'll find your medication even working even more. So this is, you know, you want to be tuned in with a doctor or a physician when you're doing this, and just to, you know, to give him a report as far as what you're feeling, and you might find yourself cutting your doses in half or starting to wean yourself off completely. And
so,
this
Sean,
is what
let me just use me for an example, and I actually want to do this. So let's say, you know, 3, 4, or 5, maybe a week into January 2010. I want to do this, and I'd like to, you know, kind of get my feet wet with a week-long cleanse. What would
sure.
you suggest for me to do?
What would I suggest for you to do as far as the actual cleanse?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's say starting January 7th, I want to start.
It's a program I get everybody on. I believe I have a friend of mine, Raleigh, I think he's on the call, too, from Chicago. You know, so when I'm talking to new people and about Neekin, and this gentleman, he's never been a Neekin distributor. I don't think he's even seen maybe one or two products that I have. He's someone that I befriended right before I moved from Chicago, and we kept in touch because we just really vibed. And so this guy, I tell him, I said, look, actually, you know what happened is he called me. He said, hey, I'm thinking about doing one of those cleanses. So I think he overheard me talking about it, and he became interested. So he called me, and I said, look, here's what we need to do. We need to get you all the nutrition. So it's quite an investment. I'd like each of you to think about this as an investment, definitely not an expense, because what you get out of it is far more than what you're putting in it. And so all these nutritionals, and to get started, is right around a little over $600 wholesale, if you're buying it as a distributor. And so if you look on the chart in your catalog, you need the multivitamin, the barley grass. I suggest about 3 to 4 servings a day, actually. So whether that's capsule or powder, it doesn't matter. The Siaga juice as well you'll need, and that comes in 2 bottles when you order, and that's fine, just 1 order. Now, the body balance, obviously we have the pea protein. That's what I used on this last cleanse. We just did this a few weeks ago. Right after the call that I did 3 weeks ago, there was a few people that contacted me, and I had a group go through the cleanse where we did 7 days. Then there's the gastrointestinal. So you have the digestion complex and the lactoferrin gold. Now, the digestion complex is not, I don't recommend that necessarily, but the lactoferrin gold, definitely. The cardiovascular system, the omega green plus DHA, the omega 3, you know, that we get from flaxseed oil is very important in this. And then also the immune system, the immunity and liver support. Now, the immunity, that can be, if you have immune challenges, definitely. If you don't, your immune system is going to come up anyways when doing this cleanse. But that might be a good one to, the immunity itself might be a good one to start or engage right after doing the cleanse, because when you're bringing up all these toxins, and all these toxins are being released from the body, there is, your immune system does work a little harder. Your liver support, you want to get that. You want to get the osteodrinks, the calcium, and the joint, which you take all at night, right before bed.
Rewind a bit. The ones you take at night are which again?
Osteodrinks, calcium plus, and the joint.
Okay.
And basically, you're taking these as prescribed. But I'll go through it a little bit. The mental clarity, you're taking twice a day. a digestion complex or the lactoferrin gold, you're taking that once a day is fine. The omega green DHA, you're taking that once a day. And the immunity or the liver support once a day as well. As it prescribed on the bottle, the liver support you're taking 30 minutes prior to eating. And the Optodexin calcium and joint, yes, taking it at night. Now, in the middle, where you have the multivitamin, the jade green zines, and Siaga, when I wake up, my first thing to do would be doing the barley grass, the Siaga, and the mental clarity, mm-hmm. With a glass of water. And then also the liver support as well. And then, so those three things. The barley grass, Siaga, the liver support, and the fourth thing is the mental clarity. Okay. And, okay, so soon after that will be your first, quote-unquote, meal. So all the meals that people consumed on this cleanse were the protein shakes, the pea protein, the new protein shakes we have.
Body Balance, and so you're talking three times a day they're using that.
The Body Balance, yes. Some were using it four and five times a day. So the lady that I have, one of the ladies that I had doing this cleanse, she did not want to lose any weight at all. So, and I'm not sure how much weight she lost. I think she lost only like around 5 pounds, but I'll let her tell you that. So she did it a little more often. You know, she did it four or five times a day. She did not want to lose any weight at all.
Okay.
But she did see the value of doing this cleanse. And now, also, there is a vegetable broth that you'll want to make. And that's made from red potato, white onion, carrots, red beet, kale, red cabbage, garlic, and cayenne pepper to taste. Now be careful with the cayenne pepper because that little bit goes a long way. But this broth, what you'll do is you'll find the biggest pot you can find, you know, whether it's 2 gallon pot or 8 quarts or however, I think that's the same thing. But anyway, so 2 gallon pot and you want to fill the vegetables, cut equal portions, fill the vegetables up halfway in the pot and then fill the rest with pie water. And bring that to boil and let it simmer for about 30 minutes. Then you'll discard the vegetables. So you'll run it through a strainer into a pitcher, which you can then put in your refrigerator, and that can be drunk all through the day. Now, we found it very beneficial to drink that right in the morning, but it's also most important to drink that at night, sometime before the last meal or after the last meal. Sometime in the evening you want to drink this as well. But very important to drink this in the morning, and we found that to be a great energy tonic and just something to balance your system right away.
Okay, a quick review here, Sean. You said potato, which you just fill in the ones I forgot. Potato, onion.
Red potato.
White
onion.
Onion.
Go ahead.
Kale, beets, carrot. I missed one or two.
Red cabbage, garlic,
okay,
raw garlic, and the white onion. It's got to be white onion, not red onion, but white onion.
Got it.
And if you look on your acid and alkaline chart, it shows, like, for example, golden delicious apples are alkaline and red apples are acidic. So, this is for an alkaline broth. Now also, for those of you who have a juicer or can get next to a juicer, or say if you are out and about and you want something different and you've got a, what is that place called? The juicer place.
Like a Vitamix or something like that, or?
Yeah, if you get to a place where they can make fresh juices, one of my favorite juices is apple, carrot, and ginger, okay? And so apple, carrot, and ginger juice. Or if you have a juicer at home, you can juice things, and you just want to pay attention. You know, any of you can get on that online, or you may have the chart already, actually, the acid alkaline chart, and just look for the alkaline vegetables to juice. and you always want a water-like substance. You don't want to drink straight kale juice or straight. Watch out for the greens. If they're, you know, if you're using greens, you definitely want to mix that with carrot juice, celery juice, or Pymag water. You want to dilute that a little bit. Also, at Whole Foods or at a nutritional store, you can get these emergency packets, which I think are very important. I've used them because people, when they're talking, when they're asking about this cleanse, they're saying, well, can I work out? That's always a big concern for us who do work out. And I think it's very important, by the way, to work out and, you know, to get moving. It'll help the detoxifying, you know, come along a lot more smoothly, actually, if you do work out, because the body does need that release. And energy is not something we possess, right? It's something we give. So if we want more energy, we must give more away. You know, people say, oh, I don't have any energy. Well, we're really lying when we say that, when we don't even know it, because that's what our body is. We're nothing but a mass electron spinning at a high rate of speed. So energy is something you give. So who has the energy? People at the gym. Why? Because they're giving it away. So the more we give, the more worthy of the energy we are. In emergency packets, I found the benefit in them, you can get these at Whole Foods. They come in little packets. You can buy a box of them for around $10, and they're loaded with minerals and electrolyte replacers, you know, and that's what we lose when we're sweating. So these are real important, I think, to before your workout and right after. So you might want to take a packet before and one or two packets right after to just keep your system balanced while on the cleanse. Another thing you want to pick up is apple cider vinegar. And there's different types of those, too. If you get the white vinegar, of course, that's going to be acidic. However, apple cider vinegar, believe it or not, is alkaline. Now, the best brand I found out there is the Bragg's brand. And you might have heard of Bragg's amino acids. You know, they got the amino salt substitute. Well, this is the apple cider vinegar by Bragg's. One of the places I know that does carry this is Whole Foods, and you could also find it in a good nutritional store. But as far as your regular grocery store, you probably won't have any luck finding that there. So that's another one to use. And the apple cider vinegar is a great thing. It helps to emulsify fat. It really breaks things up. I mean, you know, for those of us who like to do these little experiments with other vitamins, you know, you get the Centrum tablet and you see that it doesn't break down in an ounce of vinegar over 30 minutes. You know, apple cider vinegar has a lot of solvent, dissolvents, you know, that can help really dissolve a lot of the stuff in our system. And it's just, it's an age-old remedy that has worked really well. And it's, so that's important as well. Now, the apple cider vinegar, you know, all you need is a tablespoon or two. It's not that palatable, and it doesn't get any better from the start. So it's something that you just have to kind of, you know, rough it through, I guess.
Sure.
You can dilute it. You can dilute it with water if you want. There is ruby red grapefruit juice. Actually, if you that is an alkaline juice as well, and you can some people put it in that, and you can drink that as well.
Now, Sean, I want to because I know there's more details that we're missing out, but I'd love to hear. I believe it was Darlene, and she's on the line, but she just went through this, and you said she did the 7-day.
Yes, she did it for seven, I think going on 8 days, same as I did.
Okay.
And she had done cleansing before, I think 3 days is at the most. And so I told her, as I'll tell many of you, share with many of you, that if you've done cleansing and done fasting for like a day or 2 days or 3 days, that's one experience. But it is a whole other experience to go into that fourth and fifth day. And I want Darlene to share with you just the awareness, the heightened sense of awareness, how clear her thoughts became, how just everything started to happen. So, Darlene, are you there?
Let me do something real quick, and for the sake of everybody's time, we're gonna kind of let Darlene just share her experience when I click it over, and then we'll kind of tie a bow on everything. And let me just throw out, and Sean, if with your permission, I'd like to give people your email address.
That's fine.
They can contact you, and then to get more specifics, and then if you're going to start a program,
which we are,
a certain date, then you can kind of link them all together. And I want to throw out here that when Sean talks about the wholesale cost, usually what he does, based on our conversations, is introducing somebody to NECN that doesn't sign up. The money that Sean generates in order to pay for his services are derived from selling the products retail. Now, obviously, as wellness consultants, we're not going to turn around and buy them retail underneath Sean. So I'm going to throw this out there that Sean did not ask for this, but if you want to, spot, Sean at 20 or 50, whatever, donate for the time that he's going to be investing into you, you will more than get that investment back 10 times over, easy. So just throwing that out there, and I'll let you work that out on your own. But Sean's email address is simply his name, SEANMCDOWAN, Sean McGowan, again, SEANMCGOWAN, 22@gmail.com. That's gmail.com. So Sean McGowan, 22@gmail.com. And on that note, let me open up the line real quick, and we'll see if we can grab Darlene. You hit *6, Darlene, then that should bring you in live. And we're hoping.
I'm here, yeah.
There you go. Wonderful. You did it. So, Darlene, tell us, and again, real quick, again, because we're running long here, what happened to you?
It was a wonderful experience, and I had never done a cleanse before. I had gone maybe a day without eating just from being busy and not doing it. But this cleanse really had a huge impact on me. I was the one that did the 5 to 6 body balance shakes a day because I didn't want to lose weight. I was 104, and I lost 5 pounds, so I went down to 99.
And you're how tall, Darlene?
5'4".
Okay, so you're actually underweight right now.
Correct.
So and that explains why you're not the norm and why you would not want to lose weight. No, so
no,
for the record.
That's the first thing I mentioned to Sean. So we did, when I lost the weight, I was doing it 3 times a day, and then he said boost it up to 4 or 5 or 6 shakes a day, and I did that, and I maintained the weight, so that wasn't a problem at all after, for anyone that's concerned about that. What I gained from this is, like Sean said, the heightened awareness. I could feel things move in my body. I felt wonderful. The first couple days, I was really hungry. Talked to Sean. He coached me through it. I just had another shake and I was fine. But the biggest impact I think that this had with me, which I wasn't even aware of when I started doing this, was the getting more, living in the moment more, being aware of things around me, having much more clarity. And I've taken mental clarity before, but I mean, this was at a whole different level. With my prayer and meditation, I was able to really connect immediately. But just my energy level was huge. I got a lot more done that week than I think I had in a long time. I just felt really good overall. And the main reason I was interested in doing this is because I was diagnosed with cancer back in April.
Oh, wow.
And, 3 months later, after doing the PIMAG water and, doing more of the jade green vines and just changing a few of my cooking oils. Other than that, I really didn't do anything different, but the water was a huge, huge thing. 3 months later, I went back and the cancer level was down to just about nothing and the doctor couldn't explain what happened.
Now, let me throw this out for somebody who's listening to this. We don't make medical claims.
Correct.
And the results that Darlene, that she just had and experienced with NECN's products, is not going to be the same for everything. So we're not going to jump out there and say that, you get on the PIMAG water and you start using the nutritionals and you're going to be cancer-free. However, exactly what Sean has established, that we get the toxins out, we get the acidity out, or we change, convert the acidity into more of an alkaline pH, the body will do what it's supposed to do, and it will heal itself. So, darling, let me ask you this question real quick. How much would you encourage those of us who have never done a cleanse like this? Because, you know, I've fasted, but as far as a cleanse, how much would you encourage us to do this?
110%. I mean,
okay.
This was a huge changing point in my life, and I am going to be doing this. I will do this again. I'm planning on doing it again in January. And I'm not sure how often. I'm just going to have to see with my body, because I do kinesiology testing on my body as well. This was a huge benefit to me, and I just thank Sean for, you know, encouraging me to do this, and I would highly, highly recommend it.
Okay.
Let me share this too with you, because Darlene brought up a very good point. Is that notice she said she got a lot more done that week. You know, a lot of people, when they think of doing this cleanse, that I'm not going to have the energy, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm not going to do that. I informed as much as I could the people that were on this cleanse during this group that you'll have more energy than you think, and that you will be doing some things that maybe you've been putting off for a while. And as we all like to think of the word educate, you know, because in Nikan, that's what we do. We educate people about who we are and what we do. Well, educate comes from the Greek word eduko, which means to educe, which means to draw from within. And so, you know, one of the benefits I could tell you, you know, as I also have been coached through my first few cleanses, how important it is to have a coach, whether you're going to utilize me and my services or get someone that is very familiar with fasting to coach you through this. Darlene can tell you that we talk probably, you know, a couple times a day on an average through this cleanse, and just so that I could point out things that she could experience if she wanted to, because there are all kinds of things to experience, and unless you know what they are, then you might miss the boat. And Darlene, would you agree with that?
I totally agree. Your coaching and your support really helped, because there were some things that I didn't understand, kind of the awareness part. And when you gave me some information, I was just able to really connect and allow my body to go through things. And it was just, it was great. It really was.
Thanks, Darlene. And it becomes, and Vance, just so you know this too, it becomes a life coaching experience as well. I mean, I do life coaching. I've life coached several people, and so it is a very, it's an amazing experience. I would like to give this, now everybody, I hope you have a pen handy, because I'm going to give you a conference call-in number. We are starting the cleanse, a group of us, on January 1st, and at 10 p.m., every evening at 10 p.m. from January...
East Coast time?
Coast time, thank you. East Coast time. So I tried to think of a time where people could get on the call, and I know that's going to be conflicting for some of the programs that we're all into as far as with Nikan. But if you want to do this cleanse, I'm going to open up. I've got a conference call-in line. The number is 218-862-7200. Again, that's 218-862-7200. And the code number is 846-537. 846-537. We hope to be on and off the call within that first call, maybe a little long, it may be an hour. And I'd like to give you guys my email. You have it, SeanMcGowan22@gmail.com. That's S-E-A-N, McGowan, M-C-G-O-W-A-N, 22@gmail.com. Now, also, there's some people that have my phone number, and that is a real good way to get a hold of me as well. But my number is 847-293-3436. Now, I'd like to put this out there as well. You know, yes, I do. I have made a business out of this over the last 10 years, and I've been, you know, it's been kind of conflicting in my heart to what I should do, and I you know, as far as charge, because I charge people for this, and I found that people are more accountable when they're paying for something. I found that it's a benefit to actually pay for this, but I do have a PayPal set up, and if anyone wants to donate, you know, like I said, $50 or whatever to that, if you're going to do this cleanse with us, you have my phone number. When you get in that sticky spot, you're going to need to call me, though. It's not, you don't want to just rely on the conference calls that we're going to have every night at 10 p.m. again, starting January 1st, which is a Friday. That's a great call to be on, but also some of you are going to have, because everybody's going to react differently to this. So if you want, you can call me. But again, I do, you know, I typically charge $200 from to coach a person through the cleanse, whether they're doing it a week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever. But as Van said, you know, if you want to pay for this, great, $50. If you don't want to, that's fine. But I'm going to leave that up to you guys. And I have a PayPal, and if you have to register on PayPal, and then the account that you would pay to is this email. It is A Eaton. That's A E A T O N. Again, that's A E A T O N. A Eaton at FIU. That's FIU dot EDU. AEaton at FIU.edu. It's the same PayPal account I had set up for our marriage recently. But anyway, so
basically 24 hours after we, you know, ring in the new year, 22 hours after on the East Coast, you'll be kicking this off, and you'll walk everybody through it, and that's why I wanted to review so everybody kind of has what, you know, list of ingredients they need, you know, as far as vegetables and whatnot for the broth, and then also to go ahead and, you know, get the Nikan order in, and now we can take advantage of free shipping on any other orders over $100 or more, so that, you know, saves you a little bit more right there. So, Sean, I want to thank you, and I everybody's got your information, so they know how to get a hold of you. Thank you for being on the call, and if you've got somebody that you would want to hear the recording of this, you can go to Steve Crowfoot's website, www.canbe4u.biz, and that's C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz, to listen to the recording, and /S, I'm sorry, so canbe4u.biz, /S, and you can hear the recording. And
S as in Sam? S as in
S
Sam?
S as in Sam, or S as in Saturday.
Okay, or is it okay, all right.
But, and so just a reminder to everybody, again, you got all Sean's information. I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And the day after that is Boxing Day, which doesn't really affect us here in the U.S., but there will be no call next Saturday morning, and we'll kick off the new year with a special, what I'm calling, Five Pillars Improvement on January 2nd. And that'll be this will be a group call, and this will be segue perfect in with what Sean's doing in the physical realm with the body. And so a little bit different twist. Just wait for the email and see what we're going to do.
This is a lot more than physical. But we do straighten out physically and mentally, spiritually. It's all combined, and Darlene can tell you it's quite an experience. But is there anyone that have any questions real quick?
Well, Sean, actually, we need to get off the line because of
the
time frame. But I think, Darlene, or there was another female voice there. Was that?
Hi, Vance. I want to say that Sean's website is a very, very good experience to go through.
Okay, and you can access that all through the email. So, you guys, I have to be sensitive to everybody's time. So, again, thank you, Sean, and wish everybody a wonderful Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you, if not before, in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes.